Now, from cyberbullying to selfies, from fake news to social distancing, modern English and Irish is changing. And with those changes comes a new dictionary. The first major English-Irish dictionary in over 60 years will be officially launched by President Michael D. Higgins later today. It will feature new words like Brexit, Home Office and the aforementioned social distancing. To tell us more is Padraig O'Manin, chief editor of the new concise English-Irish dictionary. Padraig, good morning.
Good morning.
60 years is a long time to wait for an updated dictionary. How difficult will this dictionary be from the last one?
Well, obviously, you know, any dictionary really is meant to reflect life as it is when the dictionary is published. And, you know, the last dictionary, which came out in 59, didn't even contain the word computer. So, this new dictionary, not alone does it cover modern English, as spoken in Ireland currently, but also modern Irish as spoken. And as well as that, it reflects modern dictionaries, in as much as older dictionaries would have been more formal, would have been more maybe conservative in what they covered, whereas all modern dictionaries now are much more democratic. They reflect language as spoken and covers both informal and formal language. So it's very different to what was there before.
And who decides what the appropriate translation is for a particular word? I mean, you take a word like selfie, which I think is feigning in the new dictionary that you have. Who signs off on a translation?
Well, there is a national terminology committee as well, and we would have been collaborating with them on a lot of terminology, one word terminologies. It would have been more of a challenge for us to try and translate a lot of the informal or common usage English words, because there was such a gap to the last dictionary, we couldn't just take the last one and just add words to it. So we had to really rely on our translators and people from the various dialects. Obviously, we have three main dialects in Irish, and we tried as best as we could to cover the main dialects. So we really relied on the instinctive translations of our translating team to get most of the informal words in.
And how difficult then was it to get the new coronavirus words in? You have words there like social distancing, I suppose banana bread, it's very important these days, and the Home Office. They all came into play very late in the day.
Well, the dictionary was meant to go to print around about March, and obviously with the pandemic hitting us at such short notice, we got 24 hours notice to close the offices. But in a way, that gave us the extra couple of weeks it took us to adapt to those circumstances, and the fact that the team were scattered as opposed to being on the one location, that gave us a chance to add in, you know, words such as coronavirus or social distancing. And really, any printed dictionary is dated by the latest terms that they contain. So at least we can now say that up to around about April or May of this year, this dictionary is up to date. But unfortunately, every book goes out of date the day it's printed. So it'll be a while before we get, you know, even more current terminology in.
And that is not Breag Nuacht, which is fake news. Padraig O'Manin, chief editor of the new concise English-Irish dictionary. Thanks for joining us.